This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen. Daily podcasts are available at dailydownload.com.
You might have a mom, she might be the bomb, but ain't nobody got a mom like mine. Her love's till the end, she's my best friend. Ain't nobody got
Mother's
a mom
Day
like
just around the corner.
She's my world.
And so, in the spirit of helping you, there are a lot of ideas that people are tossing around for Mother's Day gifts. Why not help people out a little bit as a service of the Good Day program, said the announcer. Yes, we're here to help as much as we can help. And I think that the situation with people being prepared, a lot of times people wait for the last minute, right, Jay? Do you get things for your mother, Doris? What do you get
I
for
do,
Doris?
I do, yes, but not at the last minute.
No, so you've already gotten stuff, yes?
I do, yeah. I've already gotten her Mother's Day gift.
All right, so should husbands, this is a question that gets asked a lot, should husbands get Mother's Day presents for their wives, or is it just supposed to be for your mother, not your wife?
I think it depends on the relationship. Some people set that up where, yes, the spouses get each other Mother's Day, Father's Day stuff. From themselves, or they get something that's from their children if their children are too young to go get the gift themselves. Uh-huh. And other families, they're just not gift-giving people. They'd rather go do experiences.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. Anyway, it's always the second Sunday in May. So as we are going into the first part of May, we got a week or so to go out. And if you haven't gotten what you wanted to get, or you're not hadn't thought about it yet, here's a reminder. First celebrated in 1907, the lady who came up with this idea was a lady named Anna Jarvis, who had the first Mother's Day service actually at a Methodist Episcopal Church in Grafton, West Virginia. That's where it all started. And so it's now become a big Hallmark card day, right? And a gift-giving day. There's nothing wrong with that. The big, maybe a bouquet of carnations. Because that's a great flower that's available now. Maybe go out for family dinner, that sort of stuff. Like the Blue Bloods dinners. Ever see those? Do you watch Blue Bloods? I never asked you whether you do or not. You should. And that's just my advice from somebody who likes family stuff. At any rate, there are a lot of books that you can find. There are a lot of personalized things. You know, I think one of the things that I appreciate as a father when my children were growing up on Father's Day were the little cards and things. I love you, Dad, and
the ones that
little drawings.
Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly. It's a lot. It's different. The presents are different than Christmas. I think it's different than Valentine's. It's a whole, like, different mindset, I think. And if you're looking for an idea, depending on how well you know your mother, and hopefully you know your mother very well, comfort gifts are what I have found over the years, things that will make life better. That's, you know, what do you, and I don't know what, maybe a new chair, something that makes the light, a new pillow for the bed, you know, that kind of stuff, right?
That blanket.
Yeah. So surprise your mother this year with something that she's not expecting. She knows Mother's Day is around the corner, for sure. And there always are these sort of typical things that get done. But come up with something different and unusual. And then those of us who are grandparents, we look forward to Grandparents' Day down the road a piece. Right? Let's have Grandparents' Day. Let's just celebrate life. There's an old song, let's celebrate this. Think about living, think about life. Yep. Something to create in our own world. And if you create it, you'll own it. You decide what you want to do for your mother or your father or whatever the circumstance, and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do this because I think it's going to be cool, and you put your mind to it. No matter what your age, you can make it happen. And so if you have an idea that's off the wall for Mother's Day, I bet you if you nose around a little bit, you can find something that will help you in whatever your project is. Because, you know, there's, I suppose, the solution, depending on who you are, is something that will take a lot of thought. The gifts that are best are the ones that take a lot of thought, not just go running to the store and buy a dozen roses and give it. Nah, no. That's not right.
Yeah, but just for funsies, go to the store, the card aisle, either the day before Mother's Day or Father's Day or the day on, and see all the people who forgot and waited until the last minute.
Right.
It is a fully packed aisle.
So the reason that I'm doing this with, you know, a week's notice or so is because I don't want people to wait for the last minute. To save you the embarrassment of, I forgot my mother. No. Fix that in a hurry. All right. Here's the story of a 40-year-old man who kicked a bison, which is a buffalo, in the leg.
Because why he would? Why not?
Yeah, he's drunk.
Don't get close enough to even be able to reach the bison.
This is something
to kick it in the leg. Have you, like, come on.
Every time you hear a story like this, you know that whoever it is that's involved is drunk for whatever the reason. You have to. Mm-hmm. Bisons, buffalo are scary things, scary beings. They're big and they're not predictable because they're not tame.
They have horns.
They're not used to people being around. So anyway, this drunk guy goes after the bison, kicks him, and then the authorities are nearby. Apparently they arrested him. Clarence Yoder, what a great name. From Idaho Falls, Idaho, gets the award today for being the biggest dummy in the land. He approached a bison at Yellowstone and was injured. Ranger, I'm chuckling about it because it's so stupid, but the guy could have gotten killed.
It happens regularly. When I lived in Tennessee, I worked for a station that was close enough to the Kentucky border. And there's this area, like, around that area where it's called Land Between the Lakes. And there is a bison reserve. And you can walk in the fields where the bison are. It's just the rules are stay on the path. Do not venture off the path. And if a bison or a buffalo is crossing, let it cross. They have the right of way. And don't try to take selfies with them. And it was almost like a public service announcement that nearly every day, every other day, when the weather was nice and the reserve was open, we would have to say, like, it was part of our job. We actually were told we had to say this, was we had to remind people of the rules and not to get too close to the buffalo, not to try to take a selfie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
it was such a regular occurrence that it was part of our job to announce that.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this guy, right, this guy was arrested for, let's see, what was the official charge? Well, one of the things he was arrested on was being under the influence of alcohol to a degree that it would endanger the animals and one's self, creating a hazardous condition, wildlife, disturbing the wildlife, et cetera, et cetera.
Animal abuse should be one of them. He kicked it.
Yeah, he did, right. Anyway, so he could go to jail for 6 months. He could be fined $5,000. So is the alcohol that good that it was worth $5,000 in 6 months in the slammer? So anyway, he was hurt in this circumstance. He didn't know it because he was so drunk. And that's it. You know, you go out in these parks and or anywhere, and people say, "Oh yeah, let's go meet the." This should be a.
Was this like a bachelor party or something? Because the buddy, they were in a car. He exited the vehicle to go do this, and the driver was arrested for driving under the influence.
Right, the driver was drunk. This guy was drunk. They're all drunk. Ay, ay, ay. Drinking, unga bunga. The Royal Caribbean cruise, one of many, but this is the time of year when they start going up to Alaska, right? And so. What happened, however, this week with the Alaska voyage became a cruise to nowhere they actually canceled the sailing after the guests had gotten on the ship and they were ready to go. This is the Reliance of the Seas. There were propulsion issues. So as I read that, I'm thinking to myself, okay, that was the same thing that happened to the boat that ran into the bridge, excuse me, in Baltimore, right? It had water in the fuel, and that's why the engine stopped. And so in this circumstance, and that was because they were trying to buy cheap fuel. Okay, there you go. And so the sailing was originally set to depart from Vancouver this Friday. And so some of the people that were on board, there's a husband and wife with their three-year-old, 11-month-old, ready to go and have a big old time. And there were people who said that they'd taken this cruise and it was wonderful. This lady said, I went on this cruise for my honeymoon and I wanted to do it again. Anyway, the list is long of people who were on. There were hundreds and hundreds of people mm-hmm. on the boat.
Now, and apparently the cruise line did... They did notice this issue several days before anybody boarded, mm-hmm. and they communicated with their guests that there were issues. They don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of times with this, you can get a full refund, just cancel your trip, yeah. or you can get vouchers for a different one.
But you're
or
still
you can say, like,
there.
I still want to just go and yeah. on, and, yeah. you know, they kind of acknowledge, like, all right, well, we know we still want to get on the ship, and we'll just still have our vacation.
Well, so this is the thing. It doesn't happen that often. It's like a flight being canceled. It only bothers you when it happens to you. It doesn't bother anybody else because it's not a big deal in the light of eternity. But what do you do? You answered the question. Your cruise is canceled now. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just answered it for the most part.
Well,
money back.
Well, yeah. And sometimes something in the cruise has to change directions. Like maybe you're supposed to go island hopping and see a couple different things, and then there's the storm and you can't get to the island, or it's going to be a rainy day. There's no point to go to the island. So mm-hmm. instead, the captain will take the ship elsewhere so you can at least get sunny skies and just hang out at sea with a sunny day.
This is not an ad for Caribbean cruise lines, for sure. But one of the good things they did was give people a free cruise in the future. So they give you money back and a free cruise. So, listen, they've done well by the passengers. 18 after the hour.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684, and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking for to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban
or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
At 23 after the hour here on the Good Day program, it's social media time. Boy, a lot of things are going on in terms of the technology and things that are a result of technology, past, present, some of the complications. Here's the Federal Communication Commission fining wireless carriers like AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon for illegally sharing your location data. The carriers did not protect you, did not have your consent, and so this is sensitive data that's in their possession, and they're just willy-nilly doing what these companies do, basically in their arrogant existence of being more or less monopolies. Oh, why should we care about our customers?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's,
you think about, like, the geotagging and all of that and why you get sponsored ads, or if your phone was near somebody else's, like, that's this. That's having your data unprotected.
Yep. Yeah, it sure is. Okay, here's another thing to make note of, and we're going to talk more about this with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney, the guy who's come up with the website scamaside.com. According to some research out this week, people over the age of 60 lost almost $4 billion last year to scams. And by the way, the FBI is in on this as well. This is elder fraud, financial crimes against seniors that totals this kind of dough. And it's because you are not able to, for whatever the reason, deal with a sophisticated crime that gets that is fostered by connections on social media and to technology. So, we can go over this 100 times,
mm-hmm.
and still people will not pay attention to it because they haven't had the experience themselves yet. But take it from me, I've been hacked before. I think, Jay, you have been. There are credit card stories galore of people, so...
Oh, and those scanners, like, you almost have to buy a special wallet anymore so that, like, those scanners that you could just be in the store and someone gets your card information.
Grab your card.
That magnet thing.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
It is...
All right, here's a focus on the greatest generation. We have, I think, Tom Brokaw helped us a lot with that. The people who lived through and were part of the Second World War. But, you know, there are other wars that we have been involved in, and so have our forefathers. There was a war, and they called it the press radio war in the 1930s. This is all about technology at the time. where newspapers sought to maintain their dominance of news when radio became an important, broadcast radio became important. You know, it's fun because, we're talking about broadcast radio now, AM, FM, sometimes depending on who you're listening to in the past tense. So this is 2024, and if you go back to 1934, the same thing was going on 90 years ago where newspapers were losing their edge because people were more interested in listening to the radio. And so now here we have, fast forward to 2024, we have these people with the new technology that want to push AM and FM radio out of the way. I thought that was kind of an interesting comparison in a manner of speaking. The new online media and social media. Half of Americans now say they get their news from social media, which is, you know, the other half get their news from the radio and television. That's an interesting, I don't know that I've seen it in print before. It is kind of an interesting statistic, isn't it, huh?
It is.
When you get right down to it. A lot of news organizations are moving online. There aren't local newspapers anymore. They're all online. Mm-hmm. And the same is true with the information you get out of some local radio stations. They put the news up online as well to compete with the newspapers, because there still is, after these 90 years, competition between newspapers and AM and FM radio. So anyway, mm-hmm. I just thought that it was worth it.
And information isn't sought out anymore. It's sponsored.
No, that's right. Exactly. Yep. All right, there it is. More info for you to chew on here from Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Is it cheaper on eBay? You can find out in a flash. Literally. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Before you pay retail for new, eBay has a quick way to save big on new to you for the same item or something similar. Try this. This is very cool. As you shop, open the free eBay app on your smartphone, then tap the search bar. Look for the camera icon and point your phone at the item you're interested in and snap a photo. The app will search eBay and list lookalike items for sale. Now bear in mind, artificial intelligence is matching pictures, not exact items. So you'll want to read the specs and note the condition of the item, etc. But if you're looking for a book or DVD, you're better off searching the usual way by title. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephan here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying the various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. TopLoss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Your thoughts matter. Voice your opinion at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Anymore.
Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly.
Must be over the rainbow.
Aha! See? I'm psychic. I got it. There's so many great versions of that song. And by the way, Doug Stephan here with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. There's a recent version. James, I didn't ask you to find it, but there's one that's been done in the last few years that's fabulous. You know the one I'm talking about, Jay? There's a
the Hawaiian ukulele?
Yeah.
The Hawaiian ukulele. Israel, whatever. I don't remember his last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So see if we can charge people up with that, James. It'd be good to have it. It'd be a great way to share a smile among us. There it is.
Over the rainbow,
I get a tear in my eye.
We are high.
Isn't that? People say, don't you get embarrassed when you have a tear in your eye when you cry in public? And I say, no.
Why would you?
More in touch with our feelings. Yes, crank this up, James. Somebody said to me, what's your motive in trying to get yourself emotionally wrapped around this? I think there's so many people that just aren't in touch with their emotions at all. And it's like kind of like religion, in a manner of speaking. It's very personal. And we hear things, sometimes they get us going. You can go through the annals of the 36 years I've been doing this program and find Richard McFadden used to tease me. or he'd goad me into becoming emotional because he knew me so well. He would do something or play something that he knew would instantly bring me to tears. I really actually, as we get to the end of the road, I've had this conversation on the air a couple of times this week, and I probably will have the conversation a couple of more times as we get some responses from people on social media. Did I hear you say that the program is going off the air? And in part, yes, the answer to that question is this program that we do Monday through Friday is going off the air as of this week. However, the Good Day, the program and the idea behind it and the motivation for doing it continue. Thus, we have a new program, the Good Day Weekend program, which will have 4 hours on Saturday and 4 hours on Sunday of original content, of fresh stuff, like it was, well, Good Day Saturday, what's going on this week, and Good Day Sunday. An approach to the things that we've talked about with the same people, Warren Eckstein and Tom Kreitler and Chuck Curry and Nick Miles and all the people, Jay and me, everybody that's been associated with the program for a long time, Jennifer Horn, will all be here. We'll just be here on the weekend instead of during the week. Now, there are some stations who will have the access to programming from the Good Day Show during the week, and so those hours will be available as well. So you'll still hear what we're doing, but not quite in the same way. And this is, by the way, this is basically a technological thing. It's a decision made because the technology of being able to do this the way that we've done it for as long as we have, as we've grown through the years in terms of stations and programming attitude and the people on the air and our sophistication using different elements. The phone used to be the way to contribute. Now it's social media. But the things that are necessary for us to be distributed to stations around the country, that's just not possible anymore for somebody who's in the business as I'm in it. If you're part of the big three conglomerates that control most of what's on the radio, then I have no problem because they control all of the access. So what I'm telling you in a nice way is that the big companies that don't want guys like me on the air, in essence, have made it almost impossible for us to have access unless we pay through the nose to have access. And it's not something that works here in the way that I am able to do this program. So, what does all that mean? It just means that we're available. You can hear us. We'll be there. Just will not be the same feeling. In a sense, it's actually more. My son said to me, Dad, so you're telling me that you're going to not do this, but you're going to do that. So you're basically doing the same thing. And I said, yeah, because I still want to. And Jay wants to. And there's something there. There's a need on the weekends. If those of you who listen, you get frustrated by listening to the best of this and the best of that. We've already heard the program once, so why do you want to listen to it again?
or, you know, the infomercials, and I get the infomercials because the stations have to make money to survive. So there are those. But then there's this kind of vast wasteland of emptiness that's there where there's nothing really good, interesting, or positive to listen to, and now you'll have that. And a lot of stations actually that I haven't had either have never carried the program or have not carried it for a long time are signing up in some big cities and big stations because they want this sort of a program to be available to you on the weekends. So that's where the Good Day Show goes and its prominence, even though, again, you'll be able to hear a couple hours every day listening to a lot of the same stations that have carried it for a long, 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 long time. This is the longest-running syndicated radio program in the country. I'm in my 36th year of doing it. I've been on the radio since I was 17, and my enjoyment of doing it, having the time that I do, quality time that I spend with Jay every week and with Jennifer and with all of you, that continues. As maybe I... As I think about it, I'm doing this. I don't want, I don't want to sound disingenuous. I am doing this for you and a lot of the people that really enjoy what we do. But frankly, I'm doing it for me too, because as it turns out, it's good for me. Somebody said that to me the other day. They said, "Well, do you still enjoy doing it?" I enjoy it because the company, I think, companionship of Jay, the people that I work around. James will no longer be associated with the program, but he's been, and I would acknowledge that, James, to you, you've been the victim of my ire from time to time. excuse me, there are a couple of things in my throat, including a frog. Anyway, you're a good kid, and you'll do well. You started your broadcast career with me, and he still wants to do it, Jay. How about that?
I think you were the best launching point for me in the
really?
Career. I really do, because
how's that?
You got me prepared for just about any possibility, you know?
Like, no flies here. You can't have a fly on you and make this work.
If somebody in the future job was like, "Have you ever done this?" I guarantee you there's a 95% chance that I've dealt with it somehow.
There you go. And have you ever dealt with Stefan? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my badge, the red badge of courage.
I have a sticker that said, "I survived Stefan."
There you go. Perfect. All right, let's talk about people who haven't survived. A big problem this week in Austin, Texas. 4 people have died. 50 people are in the hospital because of drug overdoses. So the local authorities are investigating these overdoses. The police there in the last week have had 1,000% increase in calls for people who are OD. And they started on Monday and continue through the end of the week. So what the heck is going on? You know what's going on. You can hear it. Austin has changed dramatically in the past 10 or 12 years. Part of it is at the expense of Austin, because a lot of Californians who are sick of putting up with the nonsense that you put up with if you're a resident of California, keep in mind, 800,000 people left California to move someplace else last year. And of that group, apparently 8 or 10,000 moved to Austin. Austin's not that big a community. I think it's 100 and, at this point, 110,000 or somebody said it was like that, somewhere in that vicinity. So it's caused a real push, if you will, or it's taxing for the local authorities and the way they run business. So Austin's a beautiful community.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, and this is something so new to them, these deadly drug overdoses.
Well, there's an opioid issue across the board, no doubt. And that's what this is related to as well. But are these laced with fentanyl or something? Like what?
I don't see that, but they have to be laced with something unless people are just generally overdosing. There's some of this stuff. There were Narcan rescue kits that were distributed. Narcan is a nasal spray that's the ingredient in is the way to restore breathing. And, you know, if you have had an opioid overdose, this is normally what an EMT would give you to bring you back to life. but they don't have enough of it. And this thing has become such a problem that not everybody can get to where these things are going on. And so the local authorities say the trend that they're seeing in this group of overdoses this week is that it is unusually deadly. So that means, yes, Jay, that there's something in this stuff that they're getting. They've had last year, wow, in America last year, I'm looking at this stat, I didn't see this stat before, 108,000 people died in America last year of drug overdoses. That's the population of the city of Austin. So just think about it. They're all dead because they got exposed to this stuff. You know, it's been growing. The numbers have been growing every year. It got really bad during COVID, and I guess we can understand that to a point because people got desperate. They were depressed for all kinds of reasons, and sometimes that's what people think. If they take some drugs, they'll feel better. What you don't know is what's in the drugs. Fentanyl, the synthetic opioid that is 50 times stronger than morphine, which can certainly easily, you can overdose on that, and plenty of deaths from morphine.
And a lot of times it starts because of a prescription. It was prescribed.
Yeah, right. You get hooked on it. Yep. So far this year in Travis County, which is where Austin is, 188 people have died, and much of it has been fentanyl poisoning. So you got to be nuts, right? I mean, and think about it for a second. It's just in that circumstance, are you that desperate for a high? Are you that desperate to just check out? Because that's kind of what it is. Okay, I'll take a deep breath here. 48 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air if you weren't so winded. But you're not here, because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle, protected by Progressive. And the bugs you wipe from your headlights are all the nature you need. So if you ride, see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get an online quote in as little as 3 minutes, all from the great indoors. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Doug Stephanie with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. The last time we talked to Elizabeth Miller, we were touting the 27th anniversary and the special savings for buying various products that are available. Not only is Calotren, in which folks who are smart enough to take advantage can get up to 50% off the product. Is this for all products?
It is, y'all. It's on everything. And, you know, like Doug said, that is number one for weight loss, is number one for health. It's also drug-free, stimulant-free, so there's nothing in it that's going to affect you negatively. There's no side effects with this product. This one's actually good for you.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calotren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Good news! 501 Extime from the Pet Show here in the Good Day program. Wes, people say, well, how is it that you promote another show on your show? Are you kidding? Although now that I think about it, I don't think I have ever been on the Pet Show. I don't think you've ever invited me to be on the Pet Show. And I guess
need,
look
no need, Doug.
It.
Doug, you're already well trained. You're housebroken. There's no need to.
That's right. Okay, I guess I'm all set then. Thank you very much. All right, for those of you who are not well trained or housebroken, the Pet Show is for you. Or next time is here on our program to talk about things relating to your pets. I saw this story this week and I thought, wow, this is very cool. It's not about a normal friendship with a normal pet. This is a story about a fellow who has developed an extraordinary friendship with a young fox after she noticed this lady that the fox was ill. As fox developed some mange, and this fellow saw the lack of hair, and he apparently took some pictures of it, and he found the animal's den and began to treat this young fox by feeding it bread, on the bread was a homeopathic remedy that took care of the mange. So now the developed friendship between the two, he stopped feeding her, but he said she's such a special animal, it's hard to let her go, but she needs to go back out in the wild. This guy understood it, but I thought this was really pretty extraordinary. You've heard probably dozens of stories like this over the years, though, right, Warren?
Yeah, I was just going to say, probably one of the most difficult things in the animal rescue world is the rehabilitators. It's kind of a mixed emotion. You save the animal's life, and then you can't help but get a little attached to the animal,
sure.
And then you release it back into the wild, hopefully it's going to do okay. It's kind of a tough thing, but it's an amazing thing, and I do a lot of work with rehabilitators, whether it be a pigeon in New York or a fox or whatever. just amazing work, and the ability of these people to understand that they'd be better off back in the wild is, and being able, I don't know if I could do rehabilitation. I get way too attached.
Yeah, I understand. I'm the same way. Yesterday, I took Daisy, my bulldog, into the Angel Memorial Center in Boston, which is one of the highlights of the AS, the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, operates this hospital, and is well known around the country and around the world for being one of this kind of like Mass General for dogs.
Sure.
And so she's got a shoulder issue that I wanted to make sure wasn't going to get worse as she got older. And so they were very thorough. I spent an hour in there doing a lot of stuff. And I, the reason I bring it up is because I think a lot of times people throw up their hands when the local vet says, I don't know what to do. And then where are they? What's the next step up without having to pay thousands of dollars to somebody for, you know, trying to fix something? You're not going to separate from your dog without having your cat or whatever, without going the full extent you can to save them. But here's an alternative, and I just thought, you know, I had been in there. The first dog I ever had, Warren, was from the ASPCA, a little mutt named, I can see him now. He was just a friendly little, so we call him Friendly. My father never neutered him, so he would go around the neighborhood and spread his charm. But it was a good lesson in learning why it is important to neuter your dog, frankly.
Then years ago, I remember we had a female German Shepherd that was not spayed. My father tried to breed the dog, but the dog decided it didn't want to breed. Yeah. So eventually it was spayed. But yeah, back then it wasn't as people weren't as knowledgeable about the importance of spaying and neuter as they are now.
Right. Yep. Animal shelters, that's what the other focus was of going into this office. They have all kinds of things in there. They'll help you with Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and others to help you find. A lot of people go in there when they can't find their pet. And they have a big, big adoption center, huge adoption center.
Well, you brought up such a valid point, Doug. What happens is, you know, I love veterinarians, but let's face it, no one's omnipotent except for me and you. So
right.
the bottom line is I always say when you go to a vet and he tells you nothing can be done, in some cases that means he can't do it, but that doesn't mean nothing can be done. So
right.
I'm such a strong advocate of second opinions or seeing a specialist, which may cost you a little bit more up front, but the bottom line is the resolution may save you money and save your pet in the long run. So I'm a big fan of second opinions, and more places now have places where they have low-cost spay, low-cost neutering, and
yep.
even low-cost care for your pets, which I think is a fantastic idea. I was just at a remote recently where we were able to give free vaccinations to 75 dogs within a few hours.
Wow. Cool. Very cool. But there's nothing but coolness on the pet show. We know that. Warren Eckstein, Mr. Cool when it comes to animals and pets. ThePetShow.com for Warren here. This is Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.